or you know, printed nominations will be there, and they will be voted on in November. We do want to print nominations ahead of time for the people who don't attend the Barra meetings, but we do want the nominations to, you know, to be visible. Now, those nominations will be voted on along with any last-minute nominations at the November meeting. So anybody interested in running for a position in the Barra Club, please come to the Barra meeting or notify the Barra official that you'd like to be nominated or have somebody nominate you. But this is the month for nominations. November we vote, December we go to dinner.
Tony, just as a review, Bruce has had 2 terms as president, so he was, that position is open. Are any other positions outright open? Is anyone else who's serving in those positions currently want to serve in the same position or a different position that you know of? And also, what position? What are the positions that are being voted on? I mean, what director? You know, what trustees? And whose trustee term is over and things like that, as well as other officers.
Understand that one trustee has to be re-elected or substituted for a currently incumbent trustee. One trustee is up for votes. I understand Kelly will continue as a secretary, and Bob Javits will continue as the treasurer. It's merely the vice president and the president that will have to make a change. And I think the Constitution says the president may only run 2 terms, not necessarily the vice president. The vice president could run 4 terms. So we actually need a new president. However, as was done on other occasions and was done the last election, you could swap the president to the vice president and the president down and the vice president to the president, which is a choice, not my choice, but it is a choice that should be done. I like to see new blood get in there once in a while.
Yeah, I would imagine. Who is the trustee who's up?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Well, we will determine that, but I'm not sure.
I'm one.
Very good. And the other second question is, does the trustee wish to continue to serve? So, anyway. And the other question is, does Steve want to remain as vice president? Or yeah, those are the other questions. So, those are the... I just wanted to diagram the sentence for everybody so that everybody understands what they're looking at. So, we're definitely looking for a president. We might be looking for a vice president. We might be looking for a secretary, a treasurer, probably a trustee. Certainly, if someone really wants to run against Kelly or Bob, they're welcome to. That's a whole other matter. And away we go. So that's the thing. I just got my QST today, and Kay Craigie, who's the president of the league, has a really nice editorial this month that she wrote instead of Dave Sumner. And the title is Say Yes, and I'm just going to read a short paragraph. Did you ever stop to reflect on how you got to where you are today? A few days after she was elected, basically, she was asking herself this question: how'd she end up as president of the league? And she thought about a long line and what her life was, blah, blah, blah. And the real answer is that she's president of the AWRL today because 26 years ago, someone else said no. They said no to her being the Eastern PA section newsletter editor. The SEC was asked by the section manager, and they turned it down and said, why don't you ask Kay? Kay said yes. And so she goes on this really nice, you know, thing where say yes to doing public service events, say yes to sell tickets to the hemp event, say yes, I'll help you study for your license, yes, I'll give a talk at the club meeting, yes, I'll be net control, yes, I'll join Aries, yes, I'll show you how to operate the contest, yes, I'll clean up after field day, yes, I'll teach you the Morse code, yes, I'll go on a de-expedition, yes, I'll run for office in the club, and which is what we just talked about, and yes, I'll organize the antenna work party. And she put it here, and yes, I'll get on 2 meter and 440 FM and work the contest station. enter in the contest. So you get the idea. It's, you know, of course we can do these things as long as we make the effort to make it happen. We can't do everything, but we can do a lot. We do a lot more than we otherwise would think. So anyway, say, as she finishes her thing here, says, be the first one who said, yes, sure, I can do that. And, good for her. I'm actually getting a kick out of her being the president of the league. I mean, so much for the old boy network. Anyway. Anybody else have any comments? Alrighty. Well, I'm just wondering, she has a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I wonder what it's in. Anyway, enough of that. In any case, any more on the contest?
KCDSL with a comment.
David, go.
Using Google to search the ARRL site because you can't find anything once you're on there. It says regarding the VHF contest, multi-operator stations may not include QSOs with their own operators except on frequencies higher than 2.3 gigahertz. Even then, a complete different station, transmitter, receiver, antenna must exist for each QSO made under those conditions. Back to that.
Yeah, and if you look at that rule, there's really two components. One is you have to have a completely separate station, and the other one has got to be above 2.3 gigs. A completely different station makes entirely good sense. The other part is just, frankly, spite. It's spite against the Pack Rats, the Mount Airy VHF Society, if you will, and the Greylock Expeditionary Force, the Greylock Expeditionary Force, W2SZ. These stations have had the ability to, because they're so large and the efforts are so big, and in fact there's a group from Rochester that used to that same big deal too with the fellow who ran and died a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago now. But those guys had groups that were so large that they could leave the contest site, operate their station at home, or go rovering for a while, come back, and spell the other operators. And they would go do the same thing. And, you know, people were resentful of it. And for no reason. I mean, why would you, you know, essentially it's sort of like population control. You know, you're either going to limit the size of your log or you're going to limit the size of your operator force. Well, why not maximize participation and the number of queues made? As long as people only... I mean, don't only work their own guys, but work some other people too. What's the big deal? I think that's the key. And they have that problem with rovers as well, as you know, grid circulators and things like that. So this is just barbaric. So, you know, I'm really glad that Rachel came and helped us set up and cooked for us. And I'm really glad that Ben did too. Hi.
Comment from Keith Wheeling.
Yes, sir.
Attempted to take a roster of the attendees at the site, and in the order of about 30 people were seen or visited at some time on Saturday morning or Sunday afternoon or in between for operating. Didn't have 30 operators, but we had 30 members at least came to the site. Doesn't include the wives of some of the operators, like Jim Joyce's wife. Just the licensed bar members. So 30 members was a pretty respectable group. We did have some very nice turnout at the end of the contest, and at the beginning of the contest, the roadies that come by and help us get the stuff up were very helpful. That worked out.
Exactly. So, and you wonder how they get off the hill without making a contact. Oh, dear me. I know they thought that they were operators because they came to the site. That's why they weren't in your FM log, Tony. And I'll remind everyone that this net is recorded, so, you know, it's rather amusing. But anyway, neither here nor there, it's a little rule, and I'm not suggesting you skirt it, I'm just suggesting that I know plenty of groups that do. It's unfortunate that they're driven to that. It's a silly, silly game that people are playing based on a stupid rule. Anyway, I'll be right back. W2TTT. Tony, you want to make a meeting announcement?
Two items, and we are back with our kid nights at the Westwood High School. We're in room 114, and this is spelled out on the website. If you check the website, you will find the information as well within last month's Barrow Bulletin. Room 114 does have some very nice tables. It happens to be the sewing room. So if you'd like to have a dress made, you can do that too. But I think it's going to work out okay for the Barrow kid night. Room 113 has been modified by the school. The 114 is our next choice. And that's Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. And, of course, on Sunday, October the 3rd, is the next Barrow meeting. You might look up Hamfest schedules. There are some Hamfests coming up on October the 2nd. And I think towards South Jersey someplace. But check the Hamfest schedule if you're interested in Hamfest. Not Barrow's until October the 9th. Back to that.
Question, W2JEK.
Good.
Tony, is our October meeting going to be at the municipal building in Washington Township, or is it going to be the Red Cross over?
Sorry, I didn't mention that, but it is also mentioned on the website now. The new meeting place for the Barrow meeting on Sunday will be at the Washington Township Senior Center room, one that we've had kid night on for the summer. It's a larger room. There are tables that aren't exactly auditorium seating, although we may be able to arrange something like that. It is air conditioned, which is very nice in the summer, and it's available the whole season. There is some conflict days that will be coming up, but we'll worry about that when we get there. But yes, the October meeting should be at the Washington Township Borough Hall.
Alrighty. Is KC2SQV on that still? KC2SQV from K2BAR. Alrighty, no problem. Alright. Let's see, are there any other comments for the net? Questions, comments, confusions?
W2JEK, comment.
John, go ahead.
This is W2JEK. Just remind everybody that tomorrow night is our first VE test session of the season. We'll be at the Westwood Regional High School starting at 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow night, Friday night, at room 123, where we usually have our test. With that, back to that, W2JK.
Okay, Don, thank you very much. Couple other things, just a couple of small notes. If you're playing with D-Star, the hotspot that I have here is on 145.42, and you must transmit minus 600 to access it. Just an FYI. And that's working out pretty well. And let's see what else. The hotspot at Fairlawn is awaiting internet connectivity. And we are looking for either 2-meter or 440 sites to put hotspots on. We need to be able to have access to the internet. That's the key. Someone has such a great idea, that'd be great. But we are looking for such things. and the like there. Let's see. Any updates on Kit Night, Jim? K2ZO, K2BAR. No, Tony, you made them. We're in our new room. This is K2ZO, by the way. We're in our new room 114. Looks like it will be adequate for us. There are enough tables in there. It looks like it'll work out fine. All right, very good. That sounds fun. Sounds like a good thing. Let's see, what other things do we want to mention? Jamboree on the Air is coming in October, the third weekend of October. I will not be around for Jamboree on the Air this year, as I will be at what my son John, he's KC2NZC, he said, yes, Dad, the Navy is like Boy Scouts without adult supervision. Anyway, he's doing fine. Turned him in to their his training officer and said, you know, if you take Beatty out of here, my room's not going to be as neat. So Beatty got a good recognition for that. This is the child, by the way, who we used to call Pigpen. When he was younger, he was always dirty. He was always crawling, no matter what. It didn't matter. Finding that amusing. Anyway, so we'll be out there, but we do have Jamboree on the Air, and we need to think about operations for SAME. If anyone's interested, let me know. And the other is, on the first weekend of October, the Scout Council is running a camporee up at Camp Gall Reservation, which is where 1070 runs their field day, by the way. And somewhere there we'll be doing signaling in an amateur radio demonstration station. So if anyone wants to come and help with an amateur radio demonstration station in particular, or the signaling merit badge, please let me know. We will be running the special event call of Whiskey 2 Sierra, which we have as a Whiskey 2 Scouting for that event. And we'll probably also run some other things as well, but some other call signs. But if anyone's interested, please let me know about that weekend as well. It'll be a Friday to Sunday kind of affair, certainly to Saturday night, very late, so we can use operators for that, and possibly some equipment and such. Let's see, what else can I mention? Anybody else have any ideas? Oh, signaling includes semaphore, wigwag, Morse code, audibly or visually. It's lovely. So anybody's thoughts on that are more than welcome. All right, well, we could definitely use some additional instructors for that, but we also could use some help with special event station. And a lot of it's going to be involved not only explaining to the boys, but explaining to the adults why amateur radio is a good thing for their sons and even for them. All right. Any other comments, questions, confusions, new topics for the net tonight? Please call KTBAR. All righty, folks. Well, thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure for the nice net tonight. And we hope that everybody gets on the air, makes a little more noise, has a great time. Tony, I'm going to use the air launcher this weekend, and I'm going to do it with somewhat reckless abandon, meaning that I'm probably going to go over a 100-foot tree just because I can. No other reason. I have a big site with a big open hole. I can pick any number of trees that's appropriate that are 100-plus feet tall, so I'm going to do that. I haven't decided whether I'm going to bring just my 7,000 or bring the 703 plus. I might bring them just for granted. But we're going to play some games with that. we're even thinking about hoisting a a big antenna, like a big J pole or a big comet antenna up into the tree, drag 100 feet of coax in the air, just because we can. Anyway, life is fun. When in doubt, try something new and different. So, with that, thanks everybody for a great evening, and look forward to speaking with you next week. A reminder, there is a Reishi drill on Saturday morning. All stations are welcome to participate. We'd like you to participate from your EODs if possible, or proximity there too. It is strictly from 9 to 10, and it's emergency simulation exercise, or whatever they call it, but the frequencies are 7-9, the first frequency, 955 is the second frequency, and 146-535, simplex is the third choice. So it's a strictly 9 to 10, it's radio only, you don't need to be like to do anything more than carry a radio and a pencil on paper. You should be able to do everything from that. And all will be good. So with that in mind, just keep that in mind. This is KQBAR, thank you, Mr. Sunridge Radio Company, for Peter, and wishing everybody a fine week. This is W2TTC off the cliff.